4. Whose coffin is this anyway? The boys all crowded around the box, forgetting in their curiosity about their narrow escape from drowning.
"It's a coffin, sir."
"Yes, I can see that. Thank you, Warthyhog," snapped Gobber the Belch. "The question is, whose?" The answer was written right underneath the words, "Do not open this coffin," in letters scratched out with some kind of dagger and stained with something that might once have been blood. "Cursed be he who disturbs the remains of Grimbeard the Ghastly, the greatest pirate who ever struck terror into the Inner Isles." Hiccup felt a cold, clammy shiver run down his back, and he suddenly knew that something really bad was going to happen. Grimbeard the Ghastly had been Hiccup's own great-great-grandfather. The Lost Treasure of Grimbeard the Ghastly was a popular hooligan saga. It told of how Grimbeard had won a glorious treasure through his brilliance at piracy and sword fighting, a treasure that included his famous sword, the Stormblade. But after 20 years of glorious rule, Grimbeard had disappeared on a mysterious quest, and neither he nor the treasure were ever seen again. And now, here out of the blue, 100 years later, his coffin had appeared back on the shores of Berk. It was spooky.
"Oh," chattered Warthyhog in excitement. "Do you think there might be treasure in there, sir? Can we open it, sir? Please, sir, please, sir, can we open it?"
All the other boys joined in the clamour, except for Hiccup. Hiccup knew that Grimbeard had been the ultimate in pirateness, the greediest, grisliest, goriest Viking who had ever sailed and slew and farted his way across the northern seas. Treasure or no treasure, if a man like Grimbeard the Ghastly was telling you not to mess with his coffin, it was Hiccup's personal opinion that you ought to listen, even if he had been dead for 100 years. Particularly if he'd been dead for 100 years.
"Right," said Gobber, just as excited as everybody else. "We're going to have to forget about the advanced rudery lesson. This is an important discovery, and I think we should take it straight to Stoic the Vast and the Council of Elders. Bearhug, Sharpknife, Warthyhog, Clueless, pick it up and carry it back to the hooligan village."
The boys hauled the coffin onto their shoulders.
"Don't just hang about shivering, you lazy lugfish," Gobber bellowed crazily. "This is pirate training, not a holiday with your mother on the mainland. Quick march! 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
He set off at a brisk trot towards the hooligan village.